You're listening to Evenings on FNR, Football Nation Radio.
Good evening and welcome back to Evenings here on FNR, Football Nation Radio, this radio station that never sleeps and we never stop talking football. Nick, Josh Parrish in studio alongside Nick D'Urbano, and we have a special guest on the line.
We are joined by the current president of Moreland City Football Club, but now heading up the Western Melbourne group, one of the expansion bids for the A-League, in Morris Bassetto. Morris, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Nick and Josh. How are you guys going?
We're doing really well, Morris. Tell us how the Western Melbourne group bid has been tracking over the past few months.
Well, it's been gathering quite a bit of momentum. Social media response has been really positive. And as you guys know, we've got a community and fan forum planned for Monday night. And the registrations have been overwhelming, and the number of questions that we're getting from the community and all of our potential supporters has been really positive.
Morris, what can we expect from the fan forum? Is it just going to be a general Q&A where it's just going to be questions asked by the people who want to know a little bit more about the group, or are we going to be getting a little bit more information about the whole bid in itself?
Yeah, look, a little bit of all of those things, Nick. We've had, in terms of the registrations and the surveys, we've had a number of questions, in excess of 100 questions already asked of the fans that want some clarification or answers to those questions at the forum. So we're designing a little bit of a presentation. We have a pretty large panel of people. It'll be seen by Francis Leach, but the panel will represent some of the bid team and some of the key partners that we've been working with and key stakeholders. And we'll aim to answer most, if not all, of the questions that have been asked through the registration process and to try and sort of save time through some key themes that have been coming through. But also there will be an opportunity to ask questions at the end of the presentations.
Morris, can you give us a little bit of a teaser? What's been number one in the FAQ so far?
We are getting... Look, number one is really about the clubs, the colour, the colours of the strips, the badge, the name. Who's this team going to be? That's been a really sort of overwhelming theme of the questions. We've also had a lot of questions around, as you would know, we're intending to build a world-class, purpose-built football stadium that the team will own and play out of exclusively, and we're getting a lot of questions around the stadium. So they're probably the two key themes of questions around those two areas, but there are a number of other areas as well in terms of elite pathways, junior development, and other community engagement type questions, as well as working together with council and government, and also the funding and the financial modelling that's been put in place.
Absolutely. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing some of the answers to those questions, Morris. But tell me about the panel that's going to be on display at the Fan Forum. I know the core group of Western Melbourne Group members and the bid team will all be there, but also Sean Gallagher from Populous and Daryl Kenny from Venues Live. Tell me a bit about these two and how they're involved.
Well, look, the team at Sean and the team at Populous have been integral with the bid team for a long period of time, probably 12 to 18 months, in terms of working with, the intention all along is to build and own our own stadium. And so Populous have been integral in doing all the concept designs, all of the research around what would work, the size of the stadium. They're a global architectural and consulting firm that deals specifically with football stadiums and similar constructs. So it's important, especially if we're getting technical and detailed questions around the stadium, that Sean will be there to answer it. Andrew Zinni from ProBuild, who at this stage we've been partnering with in terms of building the stadium that the Populous crew will design, will also be there, and obviously the innovation that will go into the stadium and the technology in terms of its operations. We really want it to be something that people will want to go to. Yes, we want to go and watch, but we're a fan of Western Melbourne and we want to go and see an A-League game, but we also want the experience in being in the stadium, and that will be part of the attraction for the fans. So, again, stadium operations is really an important key. So that'll be their roles there to answer and present on some of the thinking that we've been working through.
Morris, have you had the progress with the FFA, obviously, in the past coming months about how the bid's coming through, if it's getting closer towards being accepted as one of the expansion bids, or has it been quite quiet on that front so far?
No, well, look, the FFA are running a highly governed and a process with all of the probity requirements that you would expect from an organisation like FFA. So each of the bid teams and the 10, I believe, and now 9 that have been shortlisted, given the merger of two of the Sydney bids, but they've all had an hour with the FFA to answer any questions and to ask any questions, and the process will run its course, and all the final responses to formal proposals are due on the 31st of August in accordance with a sort of formal timeline. And look, other than that, Nick, we haven't had any sort of inklings as to whether where we are in the pecking order and whether we're a good chance or no chance.
Well, Morris, how about the grassroots outreach? Have you been doing the roadshow around the local clubs?
Look, we have started to get around to the community and principally football clubs, not so much in terms of schools at the moment, but certainly football clubs. Look, that's very high on our radar at the moment to get around to as many clubs and community organisations in the area as possible. And when I say area, it's the west of Melbourne, not just Wyndham, but all of the west of Melbourne. So, we're going to be working through that, and especially upon obtaining a licence, we're really going to fast-track all of our fan and community engagement. And, the real positive thing is, for the clubs that we haven't attended, we've had a lot reach out to us and wanting to know what's going on and wanting to understand if they can help. The enthusiasm and the support for it from the clubs has also been really, really positive.
Morris, final question before we let you go. For anyone that's listening and wants to get involved with the Fan Forum on Monday night, how do they get involved? Are there still available tickets to get down?
Yeah, absolutely. The registrations are open through our Facebook page, and the fan survey and registrations, they're pretty easy to find on the Western Melbourne Group Facebook page. There'll be plenty of room. Might be standing room only, but there will be plenty of room. Kicks off at 7 o'clock. We're looking to have things wrapped up by about 8:30. So, looking forward to meeting everyone and hopefully answering everyone's questions and continuing on the enthusiasm that's been sort of displayed to date.
Well, I'm sure that's going to be a fascinating evening, Morris. It's going to answer some of the burning questions that the community has. Just to reiterate, that's this coming Monday, the 13th of August, from 7 p.m. at the Encore Events Centre in Hoppers Crossing. That's 80 Derrimut Road. And, of course, it is free of charge to enter. So we look forward to seeing all those fans in Western Melbourne get down to the forum. And best of luck with the bid process, Morris.
Oh, thanks, Josh. Thanks, Nick. And thanks for having me.
No worries, Morris. And good luck for Saturday as well against Dandenong.
That's fine.
No worries. That was Morris Bassetto, the president of Moreland City Football Club, but also the man heading up the Western Melbourne Group bid for A-League expansion. Very exciting times ahead for this A-League expansion. We're getting closer towards the deadline, and this fan forum, as he said, there's a lot of interest in terms of strip, name, stadium, everything's going to be covered. And as he said, over 100 questions have been posed already. You can only imagine what's going to come out of Monday. We'll probably be talking about it on Tuesday night for sure. Mm.